From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, EU and sanctions, FDIC issues warnings, and a new Bitcoin ETF. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, April 8th, 2022. I'm recording this at 7:31 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time from Miami, Florida. Bitcoin 2022. I'm going to give you a full, overview of it. Maybe tomorrow or Monday or maybe even Tuesday. I'm going to be just packed with meeting people, going to events, watching speeches. It's just absolutely bonkers down here. Try to get an Uber. It's impossible. But I'll let you know what's going on. I'll give you my thoughts on this. I'll do a whole show just on my opinion, my rant, my thoughts, my, feelings of the whole thing. Miami, first time here. I'll let you guys know everything that I'm thinking. And in the meantime, you can look at Decrypt, see the news that is coming out, because Kate Irwin, a writer from Decrypt, is putting out stories every day about the different panels, about the different speakers, and the different announcements that are coming out of Bitcoin Miami. So stay tuned to decrypt.co, and I will let you know my thoughts of this whole experience. But now, let's get into these crypto prices.
Here comes the money!
Here we go, money talk!
It's early in the morning on Friday, and Bitcoin is, it's not looking that good, but it's not looking that bad. It's sitting at $43,426, down 0.4% in 4.1% in 7. Ethereum is at $3,266, up 1.2% in 24, down a little bit in 7. Tether's number 3, Binance Coin, is at $429, down 1% in 24. And USDC is number 5, running off the top 10. We have Solana, XRP, Cardano, Luna, and Avalanche. Total market cap, we're at $2.01 trillion. So we're up, it looks like about $11 billion from yesterday at the same time. BTC dominance of 41.1% and an ETH dominance of 19.6%. Moving into today's headlines. And again, I'm sorry, I have my travel mic. It is not the normal sound quality. We'll be back to that on Tuesday. But the headlines. The EU is taking further steps to sanction Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. Announced today, the EU has introduced a prohibition on high-value crypto asset services to Russia. The prohibition forms a part of the fifth package of restrictive measures announced by the EU against Russia since the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. The EU's new crypto-related prohibition will continue to close potential loopholes. The prohibition has also been placed on providing financial services to wealthy Russians to make it more difficult for them to store their wealth in the EU. The U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or the FDIC, has written to the banks and supervisors, raising concerns over the potential risks involved in crypto activity. In the letter, they said this: crypto-related activities may pose significant safety and soundness risks, as well as financial and consumer protection concerns. Moreover, these risks and concerns are evolving as crypto-related activities are not yet fully understood. As you guys know, the FDIC is a government agency that provides deposit insurance for savings and commercial banks in the United States. So if a bank cannot pay its debts, the FDIC can help cover those losses to depositors. There are nearly 5,000 FDIC-insured banks as of 2021. The letter request also provides institutions considering engaging in crypto-related activities to notify the regulator of their intent to do so. Under safety and soundness, the FDIC's letter said crypto-related activities present new, heightened, or unique credit, liquidity, market pricing, and operational risks that could present safety and soundness concerns. The FDIC is also concerned about how the crypto market may pose systemic risks to the broader financial system. Investors, Bitcoiners, lobbyists continue to lobby the SEC to approve a spot market Bitcoin ETF. and they have not yet. However, the SEC has approved its fourth Bitcoin futures ETF. Tucrium Bitcoin Futures Fund approval was granted to Tucrium Trading, a Vermont-based firm that has up until now exclusively offered crop price future funds that track the price of corn, wheat, soybeans, and sugarcane. But this futures ETF is different, but it's not because there's a soybean and wheat and corn company or futures funds company doing it. Last time, it was ProShares, Valkyrie, and VanEck. They all began trading last year. These are those future funds that have been existing for quite some time now. These other three funds were approved under the Investment Company Act of 1940. But the Tucrium ETF is the first time that the SEC has approved a Bitcoin futures fund under the Securities Act of 1933. So, is this a precursor to a spot ETF? Has people talking. Mexican billionaire Ricardo Solanas said today that 60% of his liquid investment portfolio is in Bitcoin. Solanas is Mexico's third richest man and the world's 154th richest, with a net worth of around $12.8 billion, according to Bloomberg. At the Miami Bitcoin Conference, Solanas says that he doesn't own any bonds, instead preferring to invest mostly in Bitcoin. This is up from 2020 when he said 10% of his portfolio was in Bitcoin, saying at the time that Bitcoin protects citizens from government expropriation. He said this in quote, "I definitely don't have any bonds. I have a liquid portfolio. I have 60% in Bitcoin and Bitcoin equities, and then 40% in hard asset stocks like oil, gas, gold miners, and that's where I am." Lots of news is coming out of Bitcoin 2022. Stock and cryptocurrency trading company Robinhood announced at the Bitcoin conference that it is making plans to add Bitcoin Lightning Network to its platform for speedier Bitcoin transactions. It also shared that users from its beta crypto waitlist can now send and receive crypto through its crypto wallet feature. Through its wallet feature on its app, Robinhood joins a growing number of tech and finance companies using the Lightning Network for fast Bitcoin transactions. Kraken announced integrations of the Bitcoin Lightning Network. The country of El Salvador uses it for Bitcoin transactions, and Twitter relies on Lightning via payments company Strike for its mobile tipping feature. And finally, Janet Yellen, she's softening to crypto. However, she's still skeptical, and you can see how skeptical she was during her speech at American University this morning. She said this, "Most issuers say that they back their coins, their stable coins, with traditional assets that are safe and liquid. In this way, whenever you buy or trade your stable coin back to dollars, the company has the money to make the exchange. Right now, no one can assure you that will happen." And so basically, Janet Yellen, even though she's softening to stable coins, she's urging lawmakers and still urging lawmakers to make sure stable coins are backed one-to-one with U.S. dollars. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Sorry it's not the weekend update. We just have so much news coming out daily. The Bitcoin conference still has more to go. We'll give you an update next week, probably, of everything that came out of the Bitcoin conference and my download as well. And until then, and until tomorrow, happy hodling, everybody.